It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, the battle over illegal immigration reaches a Pennsylvania courtroom. An ordinance passed last year by the city of Hazleton, Pennsylvania, goes on trial. It penalizes employers who hire undocumented immigrants and fines landlords who rent to them. But the American Civil Liberties Union says only the federal government can regulate immigration matters. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Hazleton Mayor Lou Barletta says the mountaintop town of 30,000, where he grew up, was an idyllic slice of America. Seniors sitting on porches, kids frolicking in playgrounds. An economic revival in the past decade attracted an increasing number of immigrants, Mexicans, Dominicans, and Central Americans. Some credit them with helping save the city from bankruptcy, but Barletta says he began to realize last year that the new population included illegal immigrants who've brought unwanted change.
More and more violent crimes were being committed, more and more drug dealers were being arrested, and more times it involved illegal aliens. We realized we were having a problem for some reason in Hazleton with illegal immigration.
Barletta's law to crack down on that has made him a national figure. At a recent panel in Washington, D.C., he propped up a poster full of local newspaper headlines of shootings and other crimes, with photos of Hispanics in handcuffs. Barletta says dealing with undocumented suspects, who may have multiple identities to sort through, is time-consuming and expensive for his small police department. And there are other costs.
Our school district in the year 2000, English as the second language. The budget was $500. In 2006, that budget is $1,145,000.
Barletta says his ordinance aims to drive the illegal population from Hazleton. So far, the court has blocked the law from taking effect, but that doesn't seem to matter.
People left, intimidated by the environment that this law created.
Rudy Espinal heads Hazleton's Hispanic Business Administration. He says even legal immigrants have felt under attack.
And you could see business closing their doors down. Some people were thinking about expanding their businesses, and now they're thinking about surviving in their business.
What's happening is we have the city encouraging people, almost requiring people, to discriminate.
Omar Jadwad of the ACLU says employers and landlords have no training in how to determine whether an immigrant is legal. So if Hazleton's law took effect, he says they'd likely avoid hiring or renting to anyone with dark skin or an accent. Jadwad also calls the law pernicious because it's based on complaints that could come from anyone, neighbors, co-workers, complete strangers. But Chris Kobach says there's a safeguard. He's the main lawyer for Hazleton and a former advisor on immigration to Attorney General John Ashcroft.
No complaint can be based on a person's race, ethnicity, or national origin. So if a complaint attempts to target someone, the complaint has to be thrown out completely, even if the individual actually was illegal.
Aside from such constitutional issues, Vic Volchek of the Pennsylvania State ACLU says Hazleton's claims about the need for the ordinance are unfounded.
We think that the evidence is going to show that, in fact, illegal immigrants have not created this epic tidal wave of crime, that they are not bankrupting the schools and the healthcare systems, and frankly, that Mayor Barletta has exaggerated the problems with illegal immigrants in the city of Hazleton.
Both sides say they're prepared to appeal this case all the way to the Supreme Court. To help Hazleton pay for that, Mayor Barletta has set up a legal defense fund and says it's raised over $100,000 so far.
I had a veteran send me $7, a $5 bill and two $1 bills, and tell me that this is everything I have in my wallet, Mayor. Don't quit fighting. You're fighting for all of us. And I realize we are.
Dozens of towns across the country say they may follow Mayor Barletta's lead if his Anti-Illegal Immigration Act stands up in court. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.